The Morning Mess, Dan in for Scott. It's time for Dial-A-Doc. FHN of Freeport joining us now. It is Rachel Ahrens from Complex Care at FHN. Good morning, Rachel. Thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Doing pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Are you enjoying this? Well, you have to say it. Winter is not one of my favorite seasons, but boy, it sure is pretty outside, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
It's just a nice little treat of winter to be able to see all this before it starts melting and gets all dirty. Well, let's talk FHN Complex Care, Rachel, and can you explain a little bit about what FHN Complex Care does?
Yeah. So the Complex Care program provides one-on-one case management to individuals in the community. So this can be anything from education regarding medications, how to manage chronic diseases, all the way to helping connect people with community resources that can support them in their daily lives.
Well, you're kind of like a little wheelhouse of information then for all kinds of things that people can get in contact with you.
Oh, definitely. We work a lot with the community. We work a lot with our providers. It's a great program.
How many patients do you work with, Rachel?
So the Complex Care program it's intended to be a short-term program that can support individuals, help them get control of their health care. And so as people learn to manage their conditions and their health, they graduate out of the program. So the number of people that we work with can change pretty quickly from day to day. But that also doesn't mean that an individual can't participate in the Complex Care program more than once, because as their health changes, so does an individual's needs, and the Complex Care program can support them time and again, and so it kind of changes pretty quickly.
Do you find that sometimes, and I don't mean to use this word in a bad way, people are a little confused or things get complicated, and the more things that are happening with them, different medications and different doctors, it just gets to be a lot for them. They could use a little bit of organization.
Oh, definitely. It can be really overwhelming, even for people that work in healthcare. Sometimes there's just so much coming at you. You just need someone to help you navigate. And that's what the Complex Care Program is here for.
We're visiting with Rachel Ahrens from FHN. This is Dial-A-Doc talking about FHN's Complex Care today. And Rachel, how many complex care managers does FHN have, and how many people are in the program overall right now?
So we have, there's actually six nurses throughout the five counties that FHN serves that are complex care managers, and it's pretty cool because each care manager works directly with FHN providers in their area to help find individuals that need the specialized service. So right now we have about 200 individuals that are participating in this program.
Do each of the managers have kind of their own little network? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because each manager works with doctors in their area, and each county has some amazing community resources to help people. So the different care managers specialize in their community.
That kind of leads to the next question. Who are some of the partners that FHN works with in complex care?
We have some amazing partners. I have to give a shout out to the senior resource centers that are scattered throughout the counties, because they do some great work to help people. We work with the Department of Rehab Services. We work with RAMP and NICL, which are both centers of independent living. And they help people with all disabilities to ensure they can live independently. There's NICA, which is the Northern Illinois Community Action Agency, and they are doing great things to provide resources to families and individuals. And there's just so many more. I love how many good people there are working in our communities to make things better.
I can tell through your voice, you sound like a very friendly person, Rachel, and you can tell that your interest in this is immense, and it must be really rewarding, because when people come to you, they're kind of going, they probably give you a stack of papers and ask questions, and you suddenly get it all ready to go for them and organized. It must give you a wonderful feeling.
It's really great to work with people, and just to help see the weight get lifted off their shoulders. A lot of them are coming from a place of being completely overwhelmed, and it's great to give them the support that they've been needing.
Yeah, it must be nice to talk with them a month or 2 months or 6 months later and find out, hey, yep, everything's working great. I've got this, and going, and I'm feeling great, and what a wonderful thing. Next question, Rachel. How do you keep in touch with community partners?
There are some great ways to keep in touch with people. They're anything from just talking to them over the phone and also participating in the programs that they're running. We do a lot of collaboration. This past year, RAMP actually collaborated with FHN in the mobile RX food pantry to make sure people would get information about the census that was going on last year. So a lot of collaboration, and that actually there's a Doors of Team Support group, DOTS, that also brings community partners together to help talk about different needs in the community.
Yeah, I'm guessing there's a lot of overlap in what some of the people that you work with, some of your partners in complex care, a lot of overlapping in some of these things where you are very familiar with what the other person's working with.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of overlap, and it's nice to work together because you get a synergy going to really push forward initiatives that can help people.
Well, with all the work that complex care does, what kind of results have you seen in some of the patients?
There have really been some amazing results as people are learning to manage their chronic conditions like COPD, diabetes, heart failure better. People are able to spend less time in the hospital and more time doing what they love because they're feeling good. We've seen average blood sugar numbers come down. We've seen people being able to breathe better, and they're able to manage their medications better and feel confident in what they're doing.
How rewarding. The initiative spurred, has this initiative spurred any other broader efforts?
It has. One of my favorite programs that's come out of this is FHN's Mobile Integrated Health Community Initiative. So that's a partnership with the fire department to help individuals in their homes to get weekly check-ins, to make sure that they're safe and that they have their needs met.
That must be wonderful to get somebody checking in with you and they not have to initiate it, that you or some of the other folks check in with them to see how they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
How has it's affected everybody in so many ways this year, but how has the pandemic affected your work and the complex care's work this year?
You know, the pandemic has actually made the complex care program even more valuable. Doctors' offices and the hospital have enacted so many initiatives to make healthcare safe and accessible. And the complex care program has been able to keep individuals and their practitioners in close communication when it isn't always possible for them to get into the office. We've been able to make frequent phone calls to patients, help monitor individuals at home, and do it all under the guidance of their primary care doctors.
Have you found out anything, Rachel, with maybe on Zoom or FaceTime or just a regular plain old phone call that people kind of get used to that? In some ways, maybe a plus. I would guess you could probably see more patients because there's not waiting rooms and people coming in and going out. It's just like, boom, you're on the phone and then you're not. Can you get more people in that way?
You really can. It also just helps people to feel connected, to know that they can pick up the phone and there's someone to talk to every time. So it lets you, gives you access to more people, but the people have more access to you as well.
Which kind of answered the question I had next for you, how it's affected the patients with the complex care. I think you kind of summed it up. It really got to me when you said, you know, they spend less time in the hospital, more time at home, more time happier, and more time doing what they want. Wow, what a great goal and what a fabulous place to get to with folks.
It's been a great program, and it really can help people do what they love. So, yeah, that really does sum it up.
Now, our last question. How does someone become part of the complex care effort at FHN?
Well, the easiest way to become part of the complex care program is to speak with your provider. Your provider is able to refer you to the program. You can also call 815-599-6434 to speak with one of the complex care managers to answer any questions you have.
What about folks that are maybe a son or a daughter or a sister or a neighbor? Not that you should, butt into someone else's health. However, if someone maybe you have an elderly parent and you think maybe that you folks could help them out, is it okay for other folks to call and say, hey, I've got this, and can you do something with them and then let you folks get a hold of them? Is that a way to do that too?
Definitely. Just if nothing else, sometimes it's good to have someone you're able to call and ask questions to. So definitely feel free to give us a call. It's good if you've talked to that person first, just to say, hey, I'd like to give your name to a nurse at the hospital.
Sure. Great idea. We've been talking with Rachel Ahrens. She is part of the complex care work at FHN in Freeport, in the Freeport area, and this has been part of Dial a Doc. Rachel, it's a very interesting talk with you, and it's so nice to talk with someone who makes people's lives better, and congratulations for doing that. I can tell you enjoy doing it every day.
Yeah, I do. Thanks so much for having me.
You're very welcome. Rachel Ahrens from FHN, and this has been Dial a Doc. Rachel, thanks, and you take care. I hope to talk to you again soon, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Rachel Ahrens at FHN, that's Dial a Doc for today.